Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Well, it's football, it's finance, and it's done so in an exciting way. We always love to talk to Pete Najarian, market analyst, and now new co-host of The Huddle on Sunday mornings with my last guest, Mike Mack. So far, Pete, how's that show been going? You and Mike come to blows yet?
Well, we're getting really close. I mean, you know,
good.
Mike's a difficult guy to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know, tension, Pete. Tension builds, you know, people want to tune in to get a little tension.
Oh,
there. Sure.
Well, I've listened to you and Chad, and I know once in a while I hear you guys go after it. So, you know, happens. But it's like any relationship. No, it's been great. I'll tell you what, Mike and I have really had a lot of fun. We've had some great guests already, and I know we'll have even more going into the future. So, It's just fun every single Sunday, I tell you. And we get to cover so many different areas. We do a little bit of finance, but we talk about the Gophers, we talk about the Vikings. You know, we've actually had some of the different folks that are parts of or owners of some of the other sports teams locally as well. So it's fun every single Sunday. It really is.
Let me just, before we get to the job numbers, on that note, because I ended it with Maxie talking about just the ineptitude, the consistent ineptitude of the Detroit Lions, that it's almost hard to be that bad for that long. Now, you played for the Buccaneers back in the day, right? I mean, the Buccaneers were, but they turned it around. Buccaneers went on to win some Super Bowls. Isn't it head-scratching to you that a team like, you know, Detroit is that bad that long?
It is surprising, but you know it's something like what we see sometimes, I think, in the Big Ten, where we look at programs that do work, and they work because there's a little bit of consistency there. And I think at the NFL level, the problem is they only give you a very, very short time frame to show that you're the coach that's going to be able to turn this whole thing around. And
yep.
I'll tell you, they've had so many coaches, and look around the Big Ten, all the coaching changes every 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
It's amazing. Meanwhile, you look at Iowa, they've had 3 coaches over the last maybe 50 or 60 years.
Incredible.
So it gives you a little bit of a different perspective. Wisconsin's sort of the same thing. So it is interesting, though, Adam, and I'll tell you what, I actually am impressed with what Detroit is doing, except for the wins, obviously, which mm-hmm. they have none. But they've been like the Vikings were earlier in the season, where they're in every single game. And so
yep.
they're just a play or two away from being a team that actually is very competitive in my mind. As a matter of fact, they've given some of the biggest and best teams in the NFL some really, really good games, Baltimore and others. And so, I don't view them as negatively probably as what their record looks like right now.
On to the jobs report today. We had more than 1 million jobs added last month, and in November, less than 250,000. What happened there, Pete?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think sometimes we pull things forward, and when we do that, we're going to show up at some point in time where things don't look quite as good. I think things are still very good, Adam. I think people are coming back. They're joining the workforce. Unemployment levels are still, you know, we look at those at 4.2%. That's getting to be a much more tolerable level. Obviously, we'd love to see it at zero, but we're getting down there, and from where we were to where we are now, whether it's the jobs and all the rest of it, we have moved obviously in the right directions. But there are so many different catalysts out there that can move the markets each and every day and have a huge impact on how we think about things. And whether that's inflation or whatever the catalyst is of the day, it could be the Fed, it could be almost anything. It keeps the markets on their toes, and there's no doubt about it. We've had some unbelievable moves this week, Adam, where two days ago we had a 1,000-point move during the day just in the Dow. We were over 35,000. We finished at 34,000. It just gives you a little bit of an idea of we are not in a comfortable spot right now with the market, and people are very quick to either snap and buy or even quicker to snap and sell, and that's what we're seeing a lot of late.
The Omicron variant, yeah. The jitters that sent to Wall Street, are those still being felt?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting because when we first heard about that, Adam, and it was the Los Angeles case that really first popped up, the markets absolutely sold off. They got crushed. You know, it was a really, really tough day in the market. You come back the next day and suddenly things are going up to the upside, and we all of a sudden get the news of a Minnesotan actually bringing that to the state. And people have followed it very closely, and it turns out that with the vaccine, all the different things that go into that, it turned out to be a much easier, you know, progress through this whole thing. It wasn't as severe, and it gave people a little bit of hope. Now, I think the only problem with that is let's not go off of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cases. I think we've got to get some real numbers to see whether or not this particular variant is going to be anything, you know, close to what we've seen in the past.
Enjoy our conversations. Pete, we'll be listening Sunday morning at 10. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, man. Take care, Adam. Say hi to Chad for me.
You too. Have a great weekend. Pete Najarian, co-host of The Huddle with Mike Max, and, of course, market analyst on CNBC. We love to talk to him. 8:57 now, WCCO. Corey Heppel are coming up next, but not before traffic, weather, CBS, and Steve on WCCO.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.